We just started reading Chumash Shemais. And the Torah starts off, Vayakom Melech Chadash, a new king arose in Mitzrayim, who forgot about Yosef. How could a new king forget about Yosef after everything that he did? No Akaras HaToiv. The Torah goes on to say the Klal Yisrael continued to grow and to spread all over Mitzrayim. The king feels that this is threatening to him. So he sets out to outsmart Klal Yisrael. Hava nischak malapen yirbe. And he issues a decree to stifle the growth of Klal Yisrael. And he calls the midwives and says, B'yaletchem as ivriyos. When you see the ivriyos give birth, in Ben-Hu, if it's a boy, V'amitamoysa, you shall kill him. Unbelievable. Mass murder. But no one can outsmart Klal Yisrael. Parai says, Pen yirbe, perhaps they will multiply. And Klal Yisrael says, Ken yirbe, we will multiply. And that's exactly what happened. They continue to multiply. Parai calls over the midwives and he tells them such a decree. The midwives, Shifra and Pua, better known as Miriam and Yecheved, defy the orders of the king. Imagine two women standing up to the greatest ruler in the world at that time. They weren't afraid of this murderous ruler. Not only didn't they do what he asked them to do, but they did the exact opposite. Not only did they allow the children to live and did not murder them, but the chayenas hayalodim, as Rashi explains, Masaks Pakois Lahem Maim Amozim, they nurtured them and assured that they would have a healthy growth and survival. Now, when we look at these psukim, the Torah could have just said that Vele Osu Kashadibra Aleim Melech Mitzrayim, that the midwives did not do what the Melech Mitzrayim told them to do. Why does the Torah have to say, Vatachayena es hayalodim? Obviously, if they didn't do what Parah told them to do, obviously the children stayed alive. But I believe the Torah is teaching us a very, very important message over here. And is revealing to us the Azaz, the Kedusha that Miriam and Yecheved had, that they were willing to give up their lives in order that others should live. How did they come to that? What was their motivating force? The Torah says, V'tirena hamayaldais Es Hoelakim. The Torah does not say V'tirena HaMeyaldas, that the Meyaldas were afraid, Es Elokim, of Hashem. Instead it says V'tirena HaMeyaldas, Es Hoelakim. They did not concern themselves with Parai, who was a Melech Boss of Adam, who considered himself as an Elokim. But rather, they were in awe of Melech Malch HaMelochim, Ho Elikim, King of all kings. When we look a little bit closer, there, in truth, there are many potential rulers in our lives. There are many rulers that challenge us throughout our life, whether it's kings, whether it's government, whether it's society pressures, whether it's taivas, lusts, whether it's the Yetzirah. All of these different things try to rule us. But they were concerned with Ho Elokim. They were concerned of the Eibishter alein. They were not concerned about anything else. And further to this, they weren't content with being passive, just not doing. Shev al tase. The king told them to kill. They could have just not kill and be fine. But possibly we can say that that doesn't earn them the status of the Yirei Elokim. Just by abstaining from not killing the children, just by not violating Eloi Sase, just by not doing and not listening to the Yetzer Hara, that isn't enough to earn us the status of a Yirei Elokim. It's what you do that counts. Bekum v'aseh, to rise and to do. And that's why these holy mothers, Yocheved and Miriam, weren't satisfied with just not doing. On the contrary, they had to do something. V'atachayenos hayalodim. And this ensured the future of Klal Yisrael. They were consumed by the awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They wanted to do as much as possible without thinking about themselves. And for that they were rewarded. V'yaslehem botim. They wanted to build Klal Yisrael. Mida keneged mida. Hashem promised that he would reward them with Bata Kohuna, Bata Levi, and Bata Malchus.